No one sees it but us. Most of those here are looking skyward as the first snowflakes of what will prove to be a great pre-Christmas snowstorm come skirling down from a white sky. The Blizzard of 87, the newspapers will call it. Visitors to the park who aren't watching the snowfall begin are watching the carolers, who are from public schools far uptown. They are wearing either dark red blazers, the boys, or dark red jumpers, the girls. This is the Harlem School Choir, sometimes called the Harlem Roses in the Post and its rival tabloid, the New York Sun. They sing an old hymn in gorgeous doo-wop harmony, snapping their fingers as they make their way through the staves, turning it into something that sounds almost like early Spurs, coasters, or dark diamonds. They are standing not too far from the environment where the polar bears live their city lives. And the song they're singing is, "What Child Is This?" One of those looking up into the snow is a man Susanna knows well, and her heart leaps straight up to heaven at the sight of him. In his left hand, he's holding a large paper cup, and she's sure it contains hot chocolate. The good kind, Mitschlag. For a moment, she's unable to touch the controls of the little cart, which came from another world. Thoughts of Roland and Patrick have left her mind. All she can think of is Eddie. Eddie in front of her right here and now. Eddie alive again. And if this is not the Keystone World, not quite, what of that? If Co-op City is in Brooklyn or even in Queens, and Eddie drives a Takuro Spirit instead of a Buick Electra, what of those things? It doesn't matter. Only one thing would. And it's that which keeps her hand from rising to the throttle and trundling the cart toward him. What if he doesn't recognize her?